All right. Don't be so eager, he laughs. There are other ways I can make you feel good, too. How? By re-educating you. Come back into the bedroom. We both rise and follow him down the hall. I feel a bit lightheaded. It's like I'm walking on air. Is it because of his semen inside me? Or is it the chastity cage that's causing this feeling? Maybe both. Fucking kneel, he commands as we enter his room. I get on the ground beside Ian as Cody fully strips his clothes off. All he keeps on is the necklace with the keys to our cages. They glisten in the light as he moves. I can't take my eyes off them. His ripped, godlike physique looms over us as he grabs a hunting rifle from his collection on the wall and thrusts it into my arms. The metal feels cold and heavy. Master, what's this for? My voice is confused and awkward. You California homos look down on guys like me. You think we're some sort of redneck barbarians. He folds his arms and gives a confident smile. But deep down, you fucking love us. You love everything we stand for.
Yeah, you're so strong.
Ian stares up at him. So, I want you to prove your devotion to me. Let go of your old beliefs and become good, obedient country boys. Maybe someday I'll even take you hunting with me.
Yes, master, I'd love that.
My eyes widen.
Show me. Kiss my rifle.
We both lean in and kiss the barrel of the gun. The cold steel stings my warm lips. Together we begin licking up and down his weapon of war, servicing the icy metal shaft. Yeah, that's right. Worship it. Worship the power and masculinity. He begins stroking his cock as he watches. Maybe Cody is right. Maybe I should leave all my judgment and political opinions behind. Maybe I should let him do all the thinking for me. Wear this. Cody pulls a folded-up American flag from his closet and drapes it around us. We wrap ourselves in the silky fabric as we continue kissing up and down his rifle. I hope I'm pleasing him. I want to show I can follow instructions. I can clear my mind of all thoughts. The chastity cage. It's doing something to my brain. I feel so loyal and devoted. All I want is to serve Cody. I can't think straight. I'm so horny and confused. It feels good to belong to a straight man, doesn't it? Yes, master. I gaze up at him with dreamy eyes. Pledge allegiance to me. Show me you want this.
Master, I promise to do whatever you say. You make me feel so good.
I speak confidently while kneeling here before my alpha male, draped in the American flag. Yeah, we belong to you now, Ian chimes in. Good. You're my obedient boys. You're Texans now.